This is the Flower Power Hour.
A milestone in the history of broadcasting.
All right, here we go. One, two, three, four, cook!
Spreading peace and love worldwide. You've got the Flower Power Hour and a sad story there of a guy who only gets his rocks off while he's asleep.
I can wait.
The Stones with Rocks Off and David Essex with Rock On.
Mason Prophet at the top with Two Hangmen. And our featured artist in there, Stephen Stills with Crosby, Nash & Young, Carry On.
That's the first song on the CSNY album, Deja Vu, written by our featured artist this hour, Stephen Stills.
That's such a positive song. Stills did that a lot. He took a scary or questionable situation and looked on the bright side.
And we'll go back to that double album he did with Manassas for my closer later this hour.
Flashing ahead, we'll be talking with Keith Levinson, musical director for The Who, in an upcoming Flower Power Hour.
Groovy.
And we'll also be talking soon with John Lennon, Janis Joplin, and Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, just as soon as we get that time machine we ordered on Amazon.
Is that a joke?
Beep, beep. Forward into the past!
You're digging the Flower Power Hour with Ken and MJ.
Lady supermarket with an apple in a basket, knocks on the manager's door. Rooting to the music from a speaker in the shoe rack, lays all the goods on the floor. Everything she shows on is conveniently frozen. Eat it and come back for more. With a new one in the hot pot, wakes up a chemical crew. Looking to a neighbor while she polishes a saver, knows how to flavor a stew. Never need to worry with a tin of hurry curry, poison especially for you.
Cat food again!
Thank you.
won't say that I understand everything, but it was certainly different.
Hi, I'm Judy Collins, and you're digging the Flower Power Hour with Ken and MJ. Good vibes and great music.
Across the morning sky, all the birds are leaving. Ah, how can they know it's time?
in the loop.
This is the Flower Power Hour.
Flashing you back to 1975 for War, Lowrider.
That's from their album Why Can't We Be Friends.
King Crimson served us a little cat food from their second album.
And Stephen Stills' good friend and former paramour, Judy Collins, did Who Knows Where the Time Goes.
I can't answer it.
That was written by English singer-songwriter Sandy Denny and recorded as a demo back in 1967.
Sandy Denny then briefly joined the Straubs, and she re-recorded it for their album All Our Own Work, but that didn't come out till 73.
Meanwhile, Judy Collins heard a tape of the original demo, and she covered it in 1968.
Later that year, Sandy Denny joined Fairport Convention, and they recorded the song on their 69 album, Unhalfbricking.
I knew it!
And for my long, deep closing track, we bring back our featured artist, Stephen Stills, for a really cool medley from Manassas.
Stills has had an amazing career spanning six decades. Three of his albums, Buffalo Springfield Again, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Deja Vu from CSNY, they're all among Rolling Stone's 500 greatest albums of all time.
Rock and Roll Crazies, Cuban Bluegrass, and Jet Set Psy, right after these words from Stephen Stills.
Carry on. Love is coming to us all.
Groovy.
Groovy.
I can dig it.
I can wait.
Peace.
Look out, mama. It's coming to you. I can't tell you what you're gonna do.
And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make.
You've been listening to the Flower Power Hour with Ken and MJ. Join us again next time for more peace, love, and rock and roll.